In East King County, a critical piece of infrastructure is falling apart, the county road system. 1,500 miles of two-lane roads. There's no money to repair them properly. So the county's going to have to lower the speed limits and eventually shut some of them down. It comes at a time when county roads are more heavily used than ever. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
It's common in East King County to live in one place and work in another. Karen Dawson and her two boys had just moved to their first home in Maple Valley. It was a place they could afford, close to Seattle and the airport. The kids' school in Bellevue was 35 miles away. At the time, that distance didn't sound so bad.
And in the back seat, on our very first night driving home from school, he said, "Why did we move so far?" And I felt awful because I didn't think it was that far.
But traffic was bumper to bumper most of the way home. Karen soon learned her family's commute would take 1.5 to 2 hours every evening. They try to make the most of it.
Well, we have really good conversations. I'm really close with my sons, and often they'll sleep, and they'll do homework as well.
Karen quickly learned a strategy employed by many suburban drivers. When the state highways get completely backed up, you pull off and take county roads. The picturesque route can shave off a few minutes.
It's horses and cows and people that clearly intentionally move to a rural area, and they've got, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic all morning long.
The county road system isn't designed for this kind of traffic. In fact, it was never designed at all. The county inherited its network of rural roads from logging companies, mining companies, and developers who said, "Here, have a road. Now you take care of it." Many of those roads are in unstable places, next to rivers and on hillsides. Some date back to the 1880s. Many weren't built to modern standards. Tony Ledbetter is in charge of maintaining those roads. He's driving me around, starting with some orange traffic cones where half a road broke off and fell down the hill. Traffic has to take turns navigating the single lane that remains.
You're driving along and you think, this is pretty rural, it's wooded and all that. And then you come around the corner and you see developments. Look at the houses up there.
Drivers from those developments have worn down these county roads. Trucks serving farms and gravel pits nearby have accelerated the problem. Tony drives me out to Maxwell Road Southeast, just west of Tiger Mountain.
This road is in quick decline. If we don't catch it now with the resurfacing, it's going to be even worse.
But the county doesn't have money for that kind of work these days. So instead, Tony's workers shovel steaming piles of asphalt on the potholes.
It'll just become a patch quilt of potholes.
Pothole repairs won't stop the road's downward spiral. With each passing winter, the rate of decline accelerates. Many roads are approaching the point of no return, where it doesn't make sense to repair them anymore. They just need to be completely rebuilt. The recession really messed things up for the county. Property values in the county fell almost 40%. They've since risen again, but state law prohibits property taxes from rising more than 1% a year. So the property taxes the county can bring in are way down in the gutter.
This is actually just one part of a bigger picture.
Todd Littman studies the big picture of how transportation systems work. He's with the Victoria Transport Institute in Canada. He says while the recession may have contributed to the money shortage, there's also a long-term explanation for King County's money problems.
Low-density development, commonly called sprawl, has very high infrastructure costs per resident.
Washington's Growth Management Act of 1990 attempted to curb sprawl. At least to start the process. It began shifting the balance of power and money to cities. Cities annexed productive areas that once paid taxes for county roads. That left a smaller part of the county to support its costly rural road infrastructure. All of which leads to this question.
Do we need all these roads?
Well, we have houses out there, and so it'd be very difficult to say that I'm no longer going to have a road to my house, and we have freight that needs to get across the state.
Kathy Lambert is a county council member representing Northeast King County.
This is a crisis. The numbers show there's a crisis. It's never going to get cheaper. So if you want to save money, you spend it now before it gets even more expensive.
Kathy's pushing state legislators to add money for county roads to the state transportation package. She also wants legislators to approve a county-wide transportation benefit district so it could raise funds locally, maybe through a car tab increase or something. That would allow cities to share the cost of maintaining county roads. But without big changes, the roads will get bumpier and bumpier. Speed limits will be lowered, and some roads will close, forcing commuters to take even more circuitous routes. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.